Foxton Readers Level 2. Into the Wild by Louisa Glancy. Read by James Brown. Copyright Foxton Books 2022. Chapter 1. Jen drove slowly along the forest road. She looked at her younger sister, Lily. "Stop staring at your phone, Lily," said Jen. "Look out of the window. The landscape is beautiful." Lily frowned at her sister. "There are just trees, Jen," said Lily. "Trees, trees, and more trees." Lily looked back at her phone. "You know, the weather report is not good," said Lily. "I hope we have a good tent."
"The tent is fine," said Jen. "We have everything we need."
They drove a few more miles along the road. The trees looked taller and the forest grew darker. Jen stopped the car at the side of the road.
"Is this it?" asked Lily. "Is this the campsite?"
"No,"
Jen laughed. "We have to walk from here." They took their rucksacks out of the car.
"This rucksack is heavy," said Lily. "Is it far?"
"Not too far," said Jen.
Lily followed Jen across the road and onto a forest track. She looked around. There were trees in every direction. She heard the sounds of birds and other animals all around. The air was cool and fresh as they walked. She looked up at the sky. The sun was still shining through the trees, but she saw some dark clouds.
"This forest is really big," said Lily.
"Yes," said Jen. "It goes on for miles."
"Are we stopping soon?"
asked Lily. She took out her phone and checked the signal. It was not strong. Lily wanted to text her friends.
"Yes, soon," said Jen. "We need to put up the tent before it is dark."
Lily did not like the idea of the forest at night.
Jen loved the outdoors and nature. She liked camping. Lily preferred spending time with her friends in the city. But it was Jen's birthday. The camping trip was her idea.
After a while, Jen stopped. They were on a little hill. It was flat on top.
"Perfect for the tent," said Jen happily.
She climbed onto the hill and looked around at the view. "Come on, Lily," she said. "Help me with the tent." Lily looked around. It was very quiet.
Just the sound of wind through the trees and birds singing. "This is the middle of nowhere," said Lily.